A short-term bout of cooling will occur this weekend across portions of the northern plains, but it won't last long. Temperatures will be well above normal again for a little while early next week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect the temperatures this afternoon to still be very pleasant across the region. 20s and 30s will be common across many, many areas. I do expect a few 40-degree readings in the southeast corner of South Dakota and maybe far southwest. Western Minnesota. And some of that warm weather will still be with us tomorrow with very much the same kind of scenario playing out. But on Saturday, cooler air will be pushing into the region. And by the time we get to Sunday morning, the low temperatures will likely be in the negative and positive single digits. Afternoon highs on Saturday will be in the upper single digits and teens, except in east central and southeastern South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota, where some 20s are likely to still be occurring. But on Sunday, we'll likely see warmer air beginning to push back into the region after that very cold morning. So it'll be a long haul for the temperatures during the day on Sunday, but a big improvement is likely to occur with 20s and 30s back for the afternoon highs. There will be some 40-degree readings near the Missouri River. The warmest air for our region will begin to show up again as we go from Monday into Tuesday. We're expecting those highs at that time in the 30s and 40s, and then on Wednesday another setback in temperatures may occur briefly. Our nighttime lows, like I said, will be coldest on Sunday morning. We look for the low temperatures tomorrow morning to already be in some single digits and teens across the north half of the region, with some teens and lower 20s to the south. On Saturday, we just get a little bit colder and single digits and teens will become more common. Now, I don't expect precipitation to be much of a problem for the majority of the region. Travel conditions should be favorable. We do have a couple of spits and spats of moisture that will take place. A low pressure system coming out of the southwestern United States will pass through hard red winter wheat country today and will work its way up into the Great Lakes region. And as it passes off to the southeast, there will be a little bit of light rain and wet snow possible in southeastern South Dakota and southern parts of Minnesota, but almost all of that will be outside of our listening area. And behind that, when the cold air comes in on Saturday going into Sunday, we will have a chance for some light snowfall impacting parts of the region. And the wind will increase from the north. That'll cause a little bit of blowing. Maybe some reduced visibility for short periods of time, but overall it's not going to have much of an impact on the region. Accumulations will be less than an inch. And by the way, the storm system in hard red winter wheat areas will produce some temporary relief to persistent dryness, but much more moisture will be needed. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.